人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图市长候选人 Kelly Moon 光临我们的节目，欢迎 Kelly。
So, shall you just briefly introduce you and welcome to our show, Kerry?
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Kerry 说，谢谢，我非常高兴能来到这里。
好，我们也感谢刘正给我们做翻译。
谢谢。
那我简单介绍一下 Kerry Moon 啊，那 Kerry Moon 呢，他是从密西根大学获得了工程方面的学士学位，后来呢又回到学校，在宾夕法尼亚大学获得了城市设计和规划的硕士学位啊。那么来到西雅图之后呢，他在一个城市规划的规划和设计的公司工作。他曾经向那个西雅图市政府提议，就是22亩的公共的那个地方，就是要有公众来做决定。那是在 Waterfront 的一块地皮啊，所以呢，因为他的这个提议就获得了很多的奖项。今年的西雅图市长的那个选举呢是异常的激烈，大家都知道有21位候选人。最后在8月1号的那个初选当中能够脱颖而出进入大选只有2个人，那么就是从来没有从政经历的 Kelly Moon 能够进入到大选，这不是偶然的。那我们今天呢也非常荣幸有 Kelly 到我们西雅图中文电台向我们的听众朋友介绍他自己。
So, shall you just briefly, introduce your whole history, and then we are honored to have you to our show to introduce yourself to the Chinese audience here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
我想呢，就是我说的 Kerry 跟 Kerry 自己说的 Kerry 肯定是不一样的，所以您能不能跟我们的听众朋友介绍一下您自己？
So Xiao just introduced you to our audience, but he thinks you'll be different if you introduce yourself to our audience. Can you tell us about yourself?
Okay. I am an engineer, an urban planner. I live in downtown Seattle in Pike Place Market. I've lived in Seattle for 24 years, and I love this city, and I want to stay here forever.
开始说呢，我是一个工程师，同时我也是一位城市规划设计师。我现在住在派克市场附近，然后我来到西雅图已经25年了，我非常喜欢这里。
他说还要一直住下去啊。那我们想知道您为什么会决定要参选西雅图市长这一职位。
So why did you decide to run for the mayor of Seattle?
I believe Seattle has such incredible potential. We have an economy that's booming and generating a lot of wealth. We have a spirit of innovation. We have a sense of progress and progressive values like no other city. But we are becoming a city of haves and have-nots, and we need to do something to fix that. We need to change course.
开始说呢，西雅图是一个经济非常蓬勃的这个城市，现在有很多创新，有很多特别棒的经济发展非常快，那么但是呢我们还有一些有很多尽如人意不尽如人意的地方，那么 Kerry 想要做一些事情来改变它，让西雅图变得更好。
那我们知道您呢是一个知名的城市规划师，而且呢也是一些公民权利的那个活动家啊。但是呢您本人并没有太多的从政的经历，而您的竞争对手叫杰内·登肯呢，他是联邦的，就是美国联邦的一个检察官。那么，为什么您会觉得 您跟就是杰内登肯相比，就是能够有更大的优势呢？
So we know you are a well-known urban planner and the civic activist, but have few political experience. So, well, your opponent, Jenny Duncan, is an established U.S. attorney. In what aspects do you think you had advantages over Duncan?
Well, I have worked in city politics, in city government, with city employees for 20 years. So I understand how the city works. I understand Seattle's problems as an urban planner. And I have put forward a package of solutions to the very problems that Seattle is facing and have depth of experience in exactly these issues that we're all watching as problems in Seattle.
那么凯尔说呢，他有着20年的经验与这个市政府和城市的规划者一起工作，那么他也曾经提出一揽子方案来解决城市的很多问题，所以他对城市的问题有深度的了解，然后他也有相应的解决方案，所以他在这个层面上他是有经验的。
我们知道就是前一段时间您提出来要对外国的在西雅图的购房者征税，那么这个呢也跟加拿大这个温哥华所做的那样啊，那么您是不是觉得对于外国购房者征税能够抑制这个西雅图房价上升的趋势？
So we know that you want to tax on the corporate and non-residence ownership of housing similar to the tax, you know, where Vancouver, you know, put on foreign investors. So do you think a tax on vacant properties and additional real estate exercise tax on luxury properties, do you think the tax you proposed will make Seattle more affordable?
Yes, I believe it will make Seattle more affordable. The housing market in Seattle is escalating so quickly, and it's unnatural. Prices are not supposed to rise this fast. And part of what's escalating prices is the fact that our housing market is now part of the global economy and being traded as if it's a commodity in the global economy. And we need to figure out that dynamic, how it's working, and put a disincentive to block that activity so that housing can be bought and sold by locals who want to live in our city.
是的，我认为这样会让西雅图的房价更加让大家可以承受。因为现在西雅图的房价的增长是非常不自然的，那么现在西雅图我们知道现在的房屋市场更像是一个全球化的商品，我们现在需要找到这个房价增长的动力是来自于哪里，然后我们需要来让这个增长动力受到不鼓励，然后我们来解决让这个房屋的购买者更多是本地的居民，来满足本地的需求，来解决掉这个房屋可被大家承担的这样的一个问题。
那么您这个提案容不容易通过，就是法律上有没有问题？
Do you think this, you know, tax you want to put in, you know, be easy to pass? Will that be a legal issue for you to tax this?
I believe it will take some work to figure out what is a legal mechanism that will work in our state. But I think everyone recognizes that, you know, Seattle is the fastest growing housing market in the country, and prices are escalating so quickly out of reach that we need to do something. And so I would like to propose that we all think creatively about how to block this activity so that we can keep housing for folks who are moving to our city and already live there.
那么当然我们需要再跟州立法层面上来做一些工作来促进这个立法实施。我们知道西雅图的房价增长了这么快呢，然后已经是非常这个不健康了，所以我们现在需要一些有创意的方法，然后来让这个房屋更多是为了真正要来西雅图居住的人而打开，让他们更有机会来购买房屋，而不是给更多的投机者。
讲得太好了。那我们听说您呢就是不接受公司的捐款，只接受那个个人的捐款，这背后有什么原因吗？
We heard that you don't take corporate donations and you only accept, you know, individual donations? And what's the reason for it?
I believe democracy is supposed to work for the good of the people. And we have a problem in the United States where money has corrupted and poisoned politics so that corporations have too much power and too much influence over politicians. And I would like to separate myself from that problem and make it clear to everyone, as mayor, I will work for the people of Seattle, not the corporations.
那凯尔说民主呢是应该为人民的利益而着想，那么美国的政治长期以来呢是被这个被金钱所左右，然后呢大的企业对于政治有太多影响，那么我这样做呢是想要跟这样的利益集团有一个分割，我希望我做了市长之后我能更多的是为人民来服务。
我们听说啊，在2005年的时候您提出来把那个西雅图就 Waterfront 那个 Isla Bay 边上的那个一些公共的就是地方22亩公共地方转变成为一个公共的公园，并且呢您帮助开启了这个规划和设计的工作，为此呢您也获得了这个 Strange 这本杂志的就是政治天才奖，后来呢在2009年呢又获得了就是年度公民奖啊，是这个叫 Mooney League， 应该我不知道 Mooney League 是什么啊，然后呢
市政联盟，
市政联盟，然后呢又在那个2011年呢获得了旅游千金这本书的那个叫千金已经就年度的那个改变的大者，就是代表啊，那所以呢，
改变者代表，
所以呢，就是这些殊荣都是因为您那时候就是提出来要把这个绿地改成公共的公园，这块地改成公共的公园。那么，我们知道就是您当初提出的这个，提案呢，现在西雅图市政府也实施了，采纳了。所以呢，我们很想知道当初您是怎么做的。
We know, you know, your one of your major work is that you advocate, you know, the 22 acres of public space, you know, along Elliott Bay into the public park and help launch the planning and designing effort. And you've been awarded, you know, a bunch of awards like the Political Genius Award and from Stranger in the year of 2007, Citizens of the Year from the Mooney League in 2009, and the Change Agent of the Year from the Real Change in 2011. And we right now the city of Seattle is, you know, right now is doing the project, you know, as you advocated, and we want to know how you get it started and why you wanted to start this project.
So in 2001 we had an earthquake in Seattle and the highway was damaged and we knew we had to tear down the highway, but the highway department, WSDOT, said that we should build a bigger highway on our waterfront instead of any other option. And so I said, wait a minute, that's not the right thing to do for the people of Seattle. We own 22 acres of public land on the waterfront, and that should be a public park. And so I built the vision, working with other landscape architects and planners, and showed all the benefits of having our city connected to Elliott Bay, having a restored shore ecology, the economic development that would happen around the edges, connecting people to the water, and really building a public park at the heart of our city that really expresses the ideals and the vision that Seattle has for its future as a great park.
Karen 说2001年呢西雅图发生一次地震，然后呢高速公路受到了损坏，那么当时的交通部门呢就想要说我们要重建高速，那么我们就想利用水边的这块土地来兴建更宽的高速公路，但是呢这22英亩地呢是属于城市的土地，那么不应该是由只是由市政部门或者说交通部门来做这个决定，所以呢 Carrie 就开始这个想法与不同的设计师事务所一起来设计这样的想法，而且这样的一个公共空间在会增加城市的亲水性，而且呢会促进这个周围相应的经济发展， 而且呢把这个埃利奥贝那边的公共空间变成个大家可以用的一个公园，那么它会变成一个城市的心脏，它是西雅图城市应该所成为的样子。
And since 2006, since we first put forward the vision, you know, dozens of community organizations and thousands of citizens have been involved in helping shape the vision and the plan and the design for the park. And now we have a park that's under construction. The first part of it's finished, the market front building that's part of Pike Place Market, and the seawall is halfway done, and it will continue being built for the next 3 years.
那么从2006年我们开始形成这么一个设计的时候，很多不同的设计师事务所和很多的民众参与了这个设计。那么现在呢，这个工程已经在进行中了。那么在派克市场周边的这个工程已经基本结束，然后接下来，还有进一步的工程。Something I'm missing?
Good.
So what's the last part of the project?
Well, that the city is building it. Where the seawall is under construction now, and it will continue to be built for the next 3 years.
那么就沿着海洋的这个有一条 seawalk, 就是一条那个就是像步行街一样，沿着这个艾略海湾的这个步行街会正在建，那么大概还需要三年才能完成。
那当初您有这个提案的时候，主要就是因为西雅图的地震而去呢，西雅图高架桥这个事情。那西雅图就是 waterfront 那边的高架桥。在各界西雅图就是近期的西雅图的市长啊还有市政府啊都一直有争议啊，就是拆还是建新的，那么您当初的提议是什么？
So we know that the waterfront project is started because of the earthquake on 2001 and then also the right now the current city government and also other department they have a sort of a disagreement on you know whether we should keep the waterfront the highway 99 the bridge so what was your original
proposal to that by that.
The original proposal was that if you look at how drivers use the viaduct now, it's mostly to come into and move through the city of Seattle. So we proposed that instead of building a new highway, we invest in transit and improvements to the street, all the streets in downtown, and improvements to I-5, and that way you don't need a highway at all. But we didn't win that fight. In 2008, the governor decided to build the bypass tunnel instead of our solution, and so now we're building. So we helped make the waterfront happen. We won on the waterfront, but we didn't win on the transportation solution we were proposing. So now there is a board tunnel being constructed in Seattle.
那么 Carrie 最早的计划是要把这个桥拆除，然后呢去改进公共交通系统，同时改进五号公路的这个交通，让街道的这个交通更通畅。因为大家现在在用这个高架桥的最主要目的就是来到这个城市里，但是呢这个提案并没有通过。现在呢现在的规划是在下面要建一个通道。那么就是开始说我们赢得了这个公园的这个设计，然后但是呢另外的这个关于这个它的原先的这个对于这个桥的这个设计的这个规划它等于是没有赢。
所以您是也是为了西雅图的那个市政规划也做了很多的工作啊，就是可以说是做了很多的贡献。我相信西雅图很多西雅图人都应该感谢你。
So I think we've done a lot of significant you know, job for the benefit of the Seattle. I think the Seattle people should thank you for it.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
非常感谢你的夸赞。
那我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
老上海新天地，为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆“上海上海”是一家精致而时尚的餐厅。这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了，轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地。电话4254532828，4254532828。
西雅图中文电台携手西雅图中美总商会，将于9月2日星期六在 Bellevue 的希尔顿大酒店举办中美企业家论坛首届西雅图高峰会。
届时，美国智库布鲁金斯学会中国中心主任李成博士、美国总统川普的亚太顾问王田和亚马逊公司副总裁李南燕等都将在主会场做专题报告。
下午的峰会场将邀请科技、创业投资、教育留学、房地产、中美贸易、移民、法律、保险等领域的知名企业和个人进行演讲。
9月2日的晚宴包括州市政府官员致辞、精彩的文艺演出以及抽奖等环节。
详情请登录西雅图中文电台网站 ChineseRadioSeattle.com 或致电206-619-8698 206-619-8698查询。
这是思想的华山论剑，这是智慧的巅峰碰撞。
9月2日中美企业家论坛，我们不见不散。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图市长候选人凯瑞蒙做客我们的节目。那我们西雅图的华人听众也都知道，今年西雅图市长竞选异常的激烈，总共有21位候选人参选，最后在8月1号的初选当中，谁能够这个过关斩将，这是大家都没有想到的，就是凯瑞能够就是胜利的赢得初选，进入大选啊。那我想在这个之前，知道凯瑞的人都是不是很多的，那我们很想知道那个凯瑞，您当初在初选当中是怎么做的，怎么才赢得了这个初选，能够进入这个大选，进入了election。
So the question is, before we have 21 candidates running for the mayor, and before you win the primary, I think there's not many people know who Kerry Moon is.And we want to know how, what do you do to get this, primary election, victory? And can you tell us about
that? I think in Seattle, people love our city. People care about our city, and they want our city to be the best example of a great city it can be. And they're frustrated at the problems. And I put forward a very concrete,and substantive set of solutions to exactly the problems people are seeing in our city. And people appreciate that. I think people are tired of politicians waving their arms, talking about problems, and saying, trust me, I'll take care of this. They want to see, really, what will you do and how will you do it? And they want to judge for themselves, will those solutions work? And I talked to community groups. I had...evening meetings every evening for 3 months, explaining to small groups of folks the vision for the city and proposed ideas, and then had real dialogue with people and listened to people and heard their solutions and their ideas, and people really appreciate that. People want to be part of solving problems together, and they appreciated that in me.
That's a long answer. 那么凯瑞说呢，因为我们西雅图人都特别喜欢西雅图，那么希望西雅图会是一个好的榜样城市。那么长久以来呢，这个但是西雅图还有很多的问题，那么大家都会对这样的问题非常沮丧。那么凯瑞提出了一揽子的解决方案，然后他觉得很多民众对于他的这个方案都非常理解，也愿意接受。然后呢，这个一揽子解决方案是比较非常实际去解决实际问题的，并不是空的承诺。那 Carrie 在过去三个月以来呢，他跟很多不同的社区，在跟社区里的不同的团体，几乎每个晚上都在一起开会，然后有一个开启一个真正的对话。那么同时也听取社区的居民对于不同问题的见解和解决方案。那么这样的话，社区的居民也可以参与到解决方案里的这个建议和实施里，所以大家也都非常喜欢这样的主意，所以他认为这是他赢得这次初选的一个关键。
我们知道这个金县就是 King County 民主党总部啊，就是他最近公开就是支持，而且支持那个Carrie就是当西雅图的市长。那么获得金县就是 King County Democrats 金县民主党这个总部的支持背书是很难的，要所有成员投票超过66%的投票支持才可以公开支持某一个候选人。那就是 Carrie 您能不能给我们介绍一下，就是金县民主党对您的支持有多重要，而且您是怎么获得了他们的支持的？
So we know the King County Democrats, the umbrella group of the county 17th Democrat legislative district, you know, groups, they voted to back you up, to support you to run as the mayor of Seattle. And we know it's very hard for them to public, you know, to endorse you.They need to vote it, and then they need to get, you know, 66% of, you know, in favor of the vote so that they can publicly support you. And can you tell us, you know, the importance of their endorsement and how you get them endorse you?
Yes, their endorsement is important because there are a lot of districts in the city of Seattle, and...The King County Democrats is where all the districts come together and decide together who they will endorse as a group. Individual districts can still endorse whoever they want, but this is a larger group deciding together. And it's important because it shows that 70% of voters in Seattle do not want the status quo same as Ed Murray candidate. They want something new. They want someone more progressive. They want a problem solver.They want to have a real dialogue around solutions, and they want change. They know that we are headed on the wrong track, and we need to change towards a different approach and new solutions.
那么，金郡党团的支持非常重要。那么，我们知道在金郡有很多不同的区，当然每个区都可以选择支持不同的候选人。那么金郡它整体党团的一个支持呢，就是表示着就是大家至少有70%的目前居民对目前的西雅图的现状并不太满意，然后他们想要有新的变化，想要有新的解决方案，他们想要有真正的对话，需要城市能有一个改变，然后让西雅图的很多问题得以解决，让西雅图变得更好。
我们知道您是一个城市规划师，是一个工程师，然后也是一个那个公民权利的倡导者，更是一个母亲。那我也听说您有两个孩子，有一个幸福的家庭。那您能够跟我们介绍一下您的家庭吗
？So we know you have a lot of roles. You're a urbanist, you are an activist, you know, and you are also a mom. You have a happy family with two lovely children. Can you tell us a little bit about your personal life?
Sure. I have lived in Seattle 24 years. I'm married to Mark Reddington, who's a great architect. He designed Ben Arroyo Hall and McCall Hall and the new Pat Carr Hall at University of Washington. He's a very skilled architect. And I have two kids who are 18 and 16. Older boy just went to college in Canada at McGill. He just left this weekend. And my daughter is 16, and she's in high school in Seattle. And they're both really bright, really creative kids, great students. And it's been a great joy to be their mother. I love, love, love raising kids.
那么凯瑞说她已经在西雅图生活24年多了，然后她的丈夫 Mark 呢是一个杰出的建筑设计师，然后她刚才说有很多不同的建筑都是她设计的，包括华大的这个 Packer Hall，
哦，还有 Ben Arroyo Hall 跟那个McCall Hall， 这个 very famous，
嗯，都是非常著名。那么 Mark 是她的设计师，然后她同时有两个孩子，那么大的孩子呢是 the older one is the son，
嗯，
那个大的孩子是儿子。那么十八岁，然后呢，还有一个十六岁的女儿。那大儿子这个礼拜刚刚现在去上大学，去加拿大的 McGill 大学去上大学。然后呢，小女儿现在还在西雅图读高中。那么他们都是非常棒的孩子。然后他 Carrie 说，他也非常喜欢整个教养教育孩子的整个过程，他与孩子相处非常愉快。
啊，我们听说您的两个孩子都上的是私立学校，那么您如果担任市长的话，会做会在那个西雅图的公立学校做很多的工作，那您是不是觉得如果西雅图的公立学校这个系统得到改善的话，您就会把孩子送到公立学校去？
So we heard that two of your children, they went to private schools andas a mayor of Seattle, you're gonna work a lot with the public school, and so do you think you're gonna do some change to the public school system? And if that the public school system is being improved, do you think you're gonna bring your kids back to the public schools?
My kids went to public school for 8 years, and it worked out great. But when my oldest son got to middle school,the choice we were offered did not work for our family. We would have to go from downtown to Wallingford every day, 4 trips, and we don't have a car. And that just didn't work for my family. So we decided to switch to private school so he could walk to school. And there are trade-offs. But the public schools in Seattle, like the whole state, do not have enough funding. And there are a lot of families who struggle with not having what they need in the public school system. So as mayor, I would work closely with the public schools to identify how the city could help the school system solve problems. So that means better transportation facilities around the schools, walking routes for students. That means better services in the schools for nurses, for social workers,for after-school programs, for arts, for before-school programs, for summer programs. The city can help the school system in a lot of ways, even though the city does not run the school system. And as mayor, I would make sure the city did everything it can to help the school system with the resources we have.
那么凯瑞说他的儿子呢，在这个之前呢是上了八年的公立学校，当他儿子开始准备要上初中的时候呢，他们就遇到了一些困难，就是说因为每天要去 Willingford 去来回就是交通，然后他们也没有车，然后去上学是非常困难，所以他们不得已选择了这个私立的学校。那么针对这个西雅图的公立学校的问题呢，跟本州的很多公立学校的问题的一样的，就是资金不太够。然后呢，如果他当选市长之后呢，他会与公立学校紧密合作，找出问题所在，比方说去改善这个公立学校的交通系统啊，就是让这个去公立学校乘坐公共交通更加方便，然后呢， 围绕公立学校呢提供更多的这个服务，包括学校里的服务和社区服务，同时呢可能会增加或者去支持更多的学前，就是或者这个学后的教育以及夏令营的教育，同时呢他当然他作为市长他会尽其所能的来帮助公立学校的改进，当然因为公立学区呢并不归市长管辖。
It's very important to me that we fully fund our public schools, and I will work as mayor with other cities and with Olympia to make sure we get sufficient funding, because everyone knows that it's very important to invest in education and that every kid deserves a chance to have a great education and fulfill their dreams, no matter how wealthy their family, no matter what zip code they come from.
凯尔同时补充，就是说我们知道对于公立学校来讲，就是说它充分的这个资金来源是非常重要的，那么如果他当选市长之后呢，他会跟奥林匹亚州里会紧密合作，然后确保这个公立学校能够拿到足够的资金支持，然后无论是你的家庭有多么富有，那么好的教育，好的这个公立校区系统都是对于一个城市的发展都是非常重要的。
好，我们再进下广告，广告之后回来。
松鼠桂鱼从苏州游到了西雅图，苏州的白斩鸡也飞到了西雅图。坐落在 Bellevue 140街的苏州大红云餐馆是西雅图地区第一家正宗苏帮菜餐馆，由同厨苏州德月楼的赵师傅亲自掌厨。吃正宗苏州菜，请到苏州大红云餐馆，电话425-641-6011。
苏州大红云餐馆江南菜，味道好的不得了。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么，我们需要怎么样做，才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物，因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方。帮助您的邻居，灾难过后以身边的人齐心合力团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播5周年。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图市长候选人 Carrie Moon 做客我们的节目。那 Carrie 呢，他不仅是一位就是城市规划师，也是一位就是非常尽职的母亲。那么Carrie 呢，他刚刚也就是申请的给我们介绍了他个人的一些经历。我们相信就是西雅图呢现在在飞速的发展，而且呢就是比如说很多大的公司是越做越大，但是在这个同时也带来了很多的挑战包括那个交通啊，就是堵车非常的堵啊，那么还有很多街头有很多越来越多的无家可归者，那当然还有其他的一些挑战，就是比如说房子买不起啊，然后房价越来越贵啊。那我不知道那个Carrie 您如果当选为市长的话，怎么解决这些就是对这个城市的一些非常大的挑战。
So Seattle right now is going under a rapid growth, and there's a lot of big companies here, and they're getting bigger and bigger.And so the city is facing a lot of challenges, for example, there's the challenge of transportation, and there's homeless issues, there's home affordability issues. So if you to be elected as the mayor, so how are you going to solve those problems?
So they are big problems, and we are growing quickly. I think we need to do a better job with urban planning in general. So when a city is growing quickly, you have to make sure you're planning transit to match job growth, to match housing growth, so that we're growing in a way that is planned and organized. We haven't done a good job with that in Seattle, and we're seeing a lot of the problems now.
那么这些都的确是非常大的问题。那么的确这个我们觉得这个很多问题都取决于，就是我们应该做更好的城市规划，我们应该对我们的交通系统整个城市的成长与整个城市增长要相匹配，那么应该更好的这个计划和组织整个城市的规划。
And I'd add that, you know, growing so quickly, our housing market has become very attractive to global investors, and that's part of escalating the prices for our housing. So we have to look at how to block corporate and, you know, outside investment in our housing stock as if it's a commodity, and then take any proceeds we generate from those new taxes and use them to create affordable housing.And that way we can build more affordable housing that's affordable to people who live and work here, while also slowing the growth in prices.
那么住房问题呢，是因为西雅图的这个经济增长非常快，所以呢，很多这个大的公司以及那个外来的投资者都会看到这是一个非常好的住房投机机会。那么我们现在就是要找到好的政策去阻止他们来做这样的房屋市场的投机。那么同时我们在这个方面征得的税，然后我们会用这样的这个税金呢来建立更多的可就是能够让大家可以住得起的房子，然后来支持让西雅图房价更加让大家可以付得起。
啊，您刚刚前面也说了，就是不管是金县的民主党的这个总部啊，也希望那个西雅图以后的市长能够走，就是这个方向能够改一改，就是跟以前不一样。那么我们知道现在西雅图是一个就是能够可以说是叫庇护城市啊，叫 Welcome City。那么这个我不知道您担任市长之后是不是要改这个政策，因为如果西雅图当庇护城市的话，有可能会失去联邦的那个经费，这样子的话就有可能会就是因为经费短缺而加税啊或者什么的引起连锁的反应。那么您是不是继续希望西雅图成为一个庇护城市？
So we know that the King County Democrat group, you know, wanted the current city to change their policy a little bit, but we know Seattle is a welcome city. Would you prefer to keep it as a welcome city regardless the possibility of losing the federal fund? If we lose the federal fund, would that mean...You know, we have to add tax, and would that gonna cause a chain of actions? So what's your thought and solution?
I believe that it's the right thing to do to stay a sanctuary city. We have diversity as a strength in our city. The more people here from other cultures, whether Asian, Mexican, European, or African cultures, we...have strength in diversity, and we all build stronger community when we're here together. That's a very important value for our city, and we need to protect immigrants and refugees and newcomers and keep them safe in our city. And so I support a sanctuary city, Seattle as a sanctuary city, and I think we need to have legal defense funds available for folks. We need to make sure that our police...are not cooperating with ICE agents, and we need to protect the privacy and the security of folks who live in our city. That's a very important value for me, and I would continue that. I believe that Trump is threatening us, but I think it's an empty threat, and I think we have the legal rights to stand up for the safety and security of people.
我当然希望我们的城市继续保护庇护城市的这样身份，那么这样会让我们的城市呢更加多样化，也更加有活力，而且呢 也让我们的城市是一个更加更强的社区。那么我会如果当选市长之后呢，我认为我会更多的保护移民，我会让确保西雅图的警察不会与这个国土安全局合作，然后我认为要成立一个城市的法律基金来援助在这里面遇到困难的移民。然后我认为川普总统的这个威胁呢是一个非常空洞威胁，我认为它不会影响到西雅图的这个友好城市或者这个庇护城市这样的一个形态。Want to add something?
No.
OK. 那我们知道西雅图是一个多种族的一个城市，有包括华人在内的很多不同的民族在西雅图是和平共处啊。那么我们很想了解，如果您当选为市长的话，您对少数族裔的一个政策会是怎样的？
So we want to know, you know, we know Seattle is like a very diversified city, and when if you are elected mayor, so what's your policy to the minorities?
I believe Seattle has had a problem withall the power concentrated in too few hands for too long, and most of the people in positions of leadership are wealthy white people, and especially men. And we need to make sure we're balancing power across race, across class, across gender, and make sure that we are, all our leadership groups in the mayor's office as well as in city departments, have an equal blend of folks from ages, races, different classes of people, so that we're hearing every voice and we're making decisions together for the well-being of everyone. And I make that commitment in my mayor's office. I will make sure to lead that change in the city because we need to share power, we need to collaborate, and we need to listen to communities that have been left out for too long.
长期以来呢，就西雅图的这个是少数人在当权，尤其是有钱的男性白人在当权。如果说我当选市长之后呢，我会确保不同的种族不同的阶级包括不同的性别都可以在我的政府里有发声的能够发出声音来，然后包括不同年纪的人都可以发出声音来。然后呢，我们需要来分享这个权利，然后我们需要更加合作，然后来让西雅图的这个市政府能更加为更多的人群，更加多样化人群来服务。
那我们知道今年这个市长的大选最终呢会在11月7日星期二举行。那么我们西雅图的华人也非常期待这个有一位新的市长。我们已经很明确的知道将是一位女市长啊。那么您能不能告诉我们那个西雅图的华人听众特别是选民，他们为什么要投你？
So we know on November 7th, Tuesday, you know, we're gonna, all the people in Seattle, they're really excited about, you know, we're gonna have a female mayor, you know, either way.And then can you tell the Chinese community why should they vote for you?
Because I have solutions to the challenges Seattle's facing. Because I commit to listening, to collaborating, and to working with communities, especially communities that have been left out for too long, like the communities in Chinatown and the ID.And I believe that together, working together with a shared vision and an action plan that we all understand, we can become a city that represents the best of America. We can build prosperity for everyone, not just the wealthy few. We can create an affordable housing market where everyone who wants to live and work in our city can afford to stay here. We can tackle the homelessness problem with real solutions to help people get back on their feet and get back inside.And I believe working together, we can tackle all these challenges and build solutions that work for our city and create the kind of city we know Seattle can be.
Kenner 说，因为我有一揽子的解决方案，我更愿意听取和不同族群以及与不同族群来合作，来听取他们的意见。然后知道长期以来很多族群的声音没有被听到，比方说我们在西雅图中国城的社区的很多声音没有被听到。我需要我会构建一个共享的一个蓝图，然后呢这样的蓝图更加代表整个美国，整体美国，不只代表少数人的利益。我会去有创造性的去解决这个无家可归者的问题，然后让他们可以重新回到社会，与社会做出更多的贡献。我会去解决西雅图的这个房价陡升的问题，然后让西雅图的房价能够让大家更加的接受。然后我会为大家提供一个共享的民有民享的这样的一个政府的平台。
如果我们的听众想要支持您，他们可以通过什么样的途径
？If the audience wanted to support you, so how could they?
Register to vote. Vote for me on November 7th when you get your ballot. And if you want to support me and support my campaign as a volunteer or to contribute money to my campaign, go to my website, carriemoonformayor.com. And I would be honored and really appreciate your support.
那么这是我最好的方式，你就首先你登记参选，然后到那天的话为我投票。那么如果说你想要支持我现在的选举工作，你可以为我来做义工，或者说如果你愿意向我的这个竞选捐献经费的话，你也可以到我的网站上来捐款。我的网站是 carriemoonformayor.com。
好，我们今天节目时间马上要接近尾声，今天非常荣幸请到西雅图的市长候选人 Carrie Moon 做客我们的节目。那么在节目的最后，Carrie， 您是不是给我们西雅图的华人听众，特别讲几句话
？So we're close to the end of the show, and we're so honored to have you on our show. And do you have a few words to share with our Chinese community here?
I am really grateful to be here and honored. Thank you for inviting me. And I love this city, and I know that Seattle has a long history of very active and important Chinese community. The Chinese community helped build Seattle's past. They're an important part of our present and a very important part of our future, and I look forward to working with the Chinese community as mayor of Seattle. Thank you.
那么开始说他非常爱这个城市，他知道这个西雅图长期以来呢都有中国社区的中国社区的存在，以及西雅图的历史，包括现在和将来中国社区在里面都有过重要非常重要的作用。那么他非常希望与中国社区的民众好好的合作，一起来构建更好的西雅图。
好，那我们也提早预祝Carrie 能够心想事成，顺利当选。
Yeah, we hope you can win the election and become the mayor of the Seattle.
Thank you very much. Me too.
谢谢。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
老公，咱该换车险啦。我们同事家选了奥家保险，服务态度好，安全有保障，听说还特别划算，一年能省343块呢。
奥家保险代理，车险防险为您一家保驾护航，详情请咨询2068184133，2068184133。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供400人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。China Harbor 的电话是2062861688，2062861688。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。